Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Wednesday, the 25th of August. And for today, we closed a pretty solid close actually, up 29 points to 7,532 or up 0.4%. We had a high today of 75.42, a low of 75.08. So once again, a relatively narrow range and pretty stable. All eyes, though, of course, on results and reporting season and reactions. And tomorrow we get Super Thursday, so a big drop of results tomorrow. In fact, a slew of results tomorrow. In the winner's enclosure today, we had WiseTech, WTC. We had Big Tin Can, BTH, Lovisa, LOV. And we had Sayona, which SYA, Novonix, NVX, Appen, APX, and Hub24, HUB. And we had in the losers, we had Bravira, BVS, Reese, REH, Nine Network, NEC, Johns Lang, JLG, Seven Group, SVW, C-Link, SLK, and OCL, Objective Corp, which is not very much traded. In terms of positive sectors today, iron ore miners doing well with BHP up 1.25%, Rio up 2.6%, Fortescue up 2.6%, and BlueScope managing to get a 3.3% rise. We also saw base metal miners doing well as well. South 32 up 2.1%, Mineral Resources finally seeing some green up 3.5%, IGO up 4.1%, and even Pilbara up 2.7% with Lynas bouncing back up 5.7% there. Energy stocks not doing quite so well today. We saw the likes of Santos up a mere 0.3% and Woodside unchanged on the day. Negative stocks today, though, negative sectors very much askew towards growth assets and away from defensives. So we saw the likes of Cochlear down 3.2%. Today, we also saw Wesfarmers down 2.2, Woolies down 1.3, Coles down 1.6, the likes of Goodman Group down 2.6, Telstra ex-dividend today fell 2.5%, and we saw the likes of Brambles dropping nearly 3% today, with Nine Entertainment under some pressure on their results, down nearly 9.7%. Telcos also in the red today. And buy now, pay later as well. Two big results today, the big daddies of the sector. Afterpay down 1.2% on the result, and Zip also falling today, down 2.6% on their result. The big bank basket today was slightly better. We saw ANZ up 0.3%, NABS up 1%, CBA up 0.4%, and Westpac up 0.93%. So a good day for the banks. The Alltech index, though, was pretty much, it was up 1.68% at the end of the day, with WTC, WiseTech, absolute cracker today on the back of their results, and we'll go into a little more detail on those later. 28.5% to the good today. Gold in Aussie dollar terms slipping slightly to 24.79. Bitcoin off to 48.146. We saw the A dollar firming to 72.45. 10-year yields rallying to 1.15. Tokyo, Hong Kong, and China barely moving the dial today. And US futures also relatively quiet. We have Dow futures down 26, NASDAQ futures up 3 points. So nothing very exciting there. Jackson Hole, of course, the big draw card this week. Stocks on the move, though. We saw Big Tin Can back after their capital raise and their acquisition, which looks to have really galvanized the market there. The stock was up 24.4%. Hub24 also getting good write-ups from brokers this morning, up 8.5%. And we saw a rally in travel stocks today with Flight Centre up 7.4%, Webjet up 6.5%. Sydney Airport, though, still kind of becalmed, up only 0.4%. And corporate travel up 4.6%. So those doing well as well. As were Serco, which runs booking services for travel companies, up nearly 8%, although volume not huge in that one. Bravira, though, had a nasty day, down nearly 16%. They had the word challenging in the UK, or two words, three words. but not a good time for bravura. Those results not taken very favourably. And JLG, Johns Lang, also under pressure today. They fell 8% on the back of their results yesterday and some broker downgrades. AGL ex-dividend, I don't know if they ever still pay a dividend, but they do apparently, down 3.48%. Kogan not going so well today either, down 2.4% as the verdict comes in. We did see a rise today in EML payments, up 6.6%, back above $4 at $4.06. So good news there for shareholders. And Novonix doing well. They rose 9.3% today. And KNI, which was the Norwegian zero carbon explorer for battery metals, fell 10% today after their stunning 325% rise yesterday on debut. Austal also copping some broker downgrades today, falling 4.6%. And ABC, which is Adbri, down 5.2% on their results. And there is supposedly a sell down this afternoon. 10 past 4 were time for the bids to be in for IDP Education, a big stake there. IEL, the stock. Code up 1.7% today. Nothing really on the speculative stocks of the day today, but those big winners of Lovisa up 17.6%, Big Tin Can up 24.4%, and WTC WiseTech Global 28.5% to the good today. So some big moves in some stocks today that shot the lights out with their results. In terms of corporate earnings in a little more detail, Seven Group Holdings fell 7.6% today. They reported full-year underlying net profit ex items of 504.6, consensus 493.2, final dividend 23 cents, revenue 4.84 billion, consensus was 4.78 billion. Kerry Stokes also is stepping down as a chair and Terry White taking over. And Westpac expects to deliver low single EBITDA growth, reflecting impact of cat parts price decrease. And Coates expected to deliver high single-digit EBIT growth. Iluka Resources down 1.7% today. Reports first half net profit, 129 million the year ago, 113.3. Interim dividend of 12 cents. And we had Bravura, which had an absolute shocker today, down to nearly 16%. Full year profit, 34.6 million. Consensus, 32.9, revenue 243, slightly missing consensus of 244.8, and EBITDA 49.3, consensus much higher, 54.9, dividends 6 cents. Guidance for FY22 MBAC growth in mid-teens relative to FY21. Northern Star today dropped 0.4%, full year underlying profit 372 versus consensus 343.9, final dividend 9.5 cents. But we did see production of 1.55 to 1.65 million ounces of gold at all-in sustaining costs, AISC of 1475 to 1575, and CapEx 570. Biggies today, Afterpay down 1.18%. Today, not doing so well. Full year EBITDA, 38.7 million versus a year ago of 44.4. Statutory net profit was a loss of 159.4 million on revenue of 924.7. Liquidity and growth capacity, 2.56 billion. A year ago, it was 1.27 billion. But of course, Afterpay is all about the Square share price and all about merchant numbers and customer numbers, which were, as usual, impressive, but the market didn't seem to be that impressed with the fact that they had a much bigger loss on marketing costs and staff costs blowing out as well, having to pay their UK staff some big, big bonuses on the back of the takeover there of Clearpay, which has triggered some big rises as they have the share price has risen. Orocobre was up 3.7% today, full year net profit 89.5, consensus was a loss of 23.3. Net loss includes impacted by 74.9 million of Argentine tax rate changes. So no dividend declared there. And Adbri down 5.2%. First half underlying profit 55 million versus a year ago 47.6. Earnings in the second half of the year are traditionally higher than H1 due to seasonality. And cost programs are targeted to deliver 100 million in gross cost savings over the next 5 years. Nine Entertainment had a shocker today, down nearly 10%. Full year net profit, 261 versus 258.6 consensus. Revenue was just slightly below consensus at 2.33 billion. Final dividend, 5.5 cents. They have said digital trends in publishing are expected to continue to improve, with Q1 digital subscription revenue is expected to be up around 9%, driving further growth in reader revenues. But the market didn't seem to like the statement, down nearly 10%. And Zip, down 2.6% today. Full year operating income, 402.7 million versus a year ago, 160.1. Revenue of 403, consensus was 398. NPAT, though, this was where they really got hurt, down as a loss, showed a loss of $652.5 million versus a year ago of a profit of $20 million as they had to write down the valuation of the QuadPay acquisition by quite a lot based on the falling share price. And finally, and probably the best result of the season so far, WiseTech Global up 28.5%. At one stage, they were up 40%, over $50. WTC, the stock code there, full year EBITDA, absolutely knocked the lights out at 206.7. Guidance was 165 to 190. Consensus, only 186. NPAT, 105.8 against consensus of 97.1. Final dividend, measly 3.85 cents, hardly worth the effort, really. Revenue, though, 507.5. Guidance was 470 to 510. And a very positive outlook statement from Richard Weiss as well. So good news for WiseTech shareholders. Nothing significant, really, today on the economic front. We did have seasonally adjusted estimates for total construction work, rose 0.8%, but nobody really cares about that. In terms of Sydney, New South Wales, cases hitting another high of 919 cases. So not good news there. And European markets set to open slightly firmer at the open. Jackson Hole very much looming for European and US markets. That's it for me today. Another busy day tomorrow with Super Thursday and more results to come. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening.